WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Relief is coming for California. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest from L.A.
After 11 storms in 20 days, the Golden State is starting to dry out. But even without any major downpours, there is still danger. Hillsides and mountains are saturated, and there remains the possibility of dangerous mudslides. At the White House, President Biden said he has been in close contact with Governor Gavin Newsom.
We're all closely monitoring the storms, the floods, the landslides all across California.
And Mr. Biden will visit the state on Thursday to assess the damage. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A New Mexico Republican who lost in November now faces a series of felony charges. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
3 months ago, Solomon Pena was running for the State House in New Mexico. Tomorrow, he makes his initial court appearance in New Mexico, charged with conspiracy. Accused, along with accomplices, of firing shots into the homes of four local Democratic officials. One of them, a county commissioner, tells CBS News Pena had come to her home weeks earlier asking she decertify the election results.
Republicans are railing against the White House now over President Biden's handling of classified documents. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
They put a special prosecutor only after other people raise the issue. But are the same amount of agents investigating this that are investigating President Trump? Is the same push behind it? It just does not seem fair.
The U.S. is bringing Ukraine up to speed on a Patriot missile system. CBS's David Martin explains.
About 100 Ukrainian soldiers began training this morning at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, in the operation and, just as important, the maintenance of Patriot air defense missiles. Defense against the Russian missile barrages being unleashed against Kyiv, Dnipro, and other cities is Ukraine's most pressing need. But the Pentagon says the training on the high-tech Patriots will take several months.
New Orleans is struggling to find enough police to cover Mardi Gras in a few weeks. WWL reporter Chris Miller's there.
The NOPD is down to fewer than 950 officers. They had more than 1,100 last year. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell announced the city is seeking outside help.
We are prepared to invite and pay for any post-certified law enforcement agency to support us this carnival season.
Gas prices are up and averaging $3.32 a gallon nationwide. AAA's Andrew Gross.
The main driver appears to be the price of oil. That's hit that sort of that magical $80 a barrel point. And when it gets to $80, usually that's the tipping point where you begin to see pump prices nationwide start to rise.
Demand is still down. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Thursday morning and continues until 6 p.m. Thursday night. Cloudy tonight with a low of 27. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 33 tomorrow. Cloudy again tomorrow night. Snow likely, lows around 27. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Hey, this portion's brought to you by Hauling for Wolves. Hauling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. Okay, Dr. Stately. Hey, welcome to Native Roots Radio, and we're with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic. Boy, I'm just getting and thank you for stepping in early and also helping me with that interview. So what I would like to do, Dr. Stately, is just to ask you what you'd like to talk about in this last segment.
Well, you know, I mean, I think that last issue is a really important one. We don't often think very often about how critical environmental degradation is within the context of health, right? How much impact it has on our physical health, our emotional, mental well-being, spiritual well-being, those kinds of things. It's a very big issue for sure. I think this is always a challenge. You know, there isn't anybody that really wants to have a railroad running through their backyard, right? Our country, our people, our society as Americans, we all suffer from serious disorder called not in my backyard kind of syndrome, where we don't want anything really that's going to impact the community or the planet in any way, shape, or form running through our particular backyard. And I think one of the things that I always think about within that context is that's probably true of everybody, right? But I think one of the things that we can all pretty much be certain of is that the majority of people that suffer the deleterious outcomes in those kinds of conversations are always with disenfranchised communities and disempowered communities, the ones that don't have a tremendous amount of wealth, right? The ones that don't have a lot of political clout, the ones that aren't, the executive officers of stockholders of large billion-dollar corporations that that can swing their might and to their benefit, and usually to the not so great benefit of disenfranchised communities like tribal communities. That's been a fight that's been going on for decades. One of the things I would hope that people would be willing to listen to is that, that merger isn't particularly beneficial or helpful to anyone really living in Minnesota. The Mississippi runs through the entire state, right? Yeah. And supports so much of its entire state infrastructure. all of the, you know, all the tributaries that are linked to the Mississippi River would be threatened, and other sources of groundwater. So I think those are like important things for everyone to think about, you know, not just the indigenous people of the state, but also the entire populace. But, you know, these fights have been going on forever, right?
And just water is life. And I'll tell you, I walk by the Mississippi every day, Dr. Stately, and the river is low. And we've been in the second year of our drought. So it's so precarious when it comes to water. And, you know, you read reports that California wants to divert water from the Mississippi. And, you know, how much is that going to cost with pipelines and all? You know, it's just crazy stuff.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Like, they already dried up the Colorado River. Now they want to dry up the Mississippi. Don't get me wrong. I lived in California for like 20 years. I really love, there's a lot I love about California, but you know, they have a big, huge ocean right next to them. They can like start, you know, desalinating water from there. I mean, that's what they should be investing in.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
or maybe not have huge lawns and lots of it. And not everybody needs to have a pool in their backyard. You know, I grew up for like 40 years of my life without a pool. I was, I did just fine.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I agree. It's crazy. And I think just amplifying in these discussions with people, you know, about what's happening in Indian country, because what's going to happen in Indian country is going to happen to you. And I think that's what you alluded to when it comes to everybody needs to keep their eyes on the prize. I mean, just what, 2 years ago, they put water on the stock market. I mean, that's kind of flag right there.
Yeah. You know what I always tell people? Like, I have, I've been in some of these conversations. In fact, I just had this conversation yesterday. I mean, I'm sure you remember, like, a couple of months ago, or maybe it was about a little over a month ago, we had some people on who were talking about the Friends of Lake Hiawatha thing issue.
Right.
And why it's important to sort of, like, preserve Lake Hiawatha and even rewild it, because, you know, such a precious asset to not just the tribal people or the native people that live in South Minneapolis, but the entire community. And whenever I have the chance, I tell people, like, you know, if native people are speaking up and we're saying, like, this environmental issue needs to be addressed because it's going to harm native people in this way and these things, we're usually sounding the alarms and the voice of reason on critical things that are going to impact not just us, but people all over the world, right? So Native people are who are usually the ones stepping into these spaces and places, talking about it. And whenever people ask me, like, well, why should we be concerned about that? I say, well, you know what? If Indigenous people are bringing an issue to the attention of, you know, not just our community, but our state, our region, our nation, it's usually something that's going to impact the entire planet at some point in time, or the rest of the, at least the rest of the United States. You probably should pay attention. What benefits us is going to benefit most people.
Well, Bob Blake always talks about we're the last, you know, the front lines of saving our environment. And that includes water and everything. We are here for that reason. And that's part of us being Native and being here for 10,000 years.
Right. And I think one of the things that I'm always trying to impress upon people is that, you know, our health and our well-being, physically, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, of course, as well, our health is tied to the health of the planet, right? if we don't take good care of the earth, there will be nothing to take care of us really when we need it the most, right? When we start to pollute our water, pollute our air, pollute the land, you know, we're going to see, you know, all kinds of critical things happen that are going to threaten our own physical and emotional and mental well-being. We see that every day. when we start to sort of like pollute the things around us and not take care of the earth and the air, that has real world implications for us as human beings, right? And we ought to think about those things.
Yeah, I really do. And, you know, and that all goes, I think what I talked about a little bit earlier, and I think when you jumped in, Dr. Stately, we were talking about is, felt like your future depends on it. And, you know, you have young ones and my, you know, and we need to preserve for the next seven generations. And when we talk about the next seven generations, we are really talking about the next seven generations. And that's.
And remembering that we are the embodiment of the seventh generation, right? We're here because seven generations ago, someone was making decisions so that we would have a space and place to inhabit on this earth. And we have the responsibility to do the same thing.
Exactly. Pini Gigi, thank you so much. And hey, thanks for co-hosting Native Roots Radio. You didn't know you were going to do that, but I appreciate you. Appreciate everything you do for the community. And you know, let's do this again tomorrow. You're listening to Native Roots Radio. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier now.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, this portion is brought to you by, what is it brought to you by, Ogama? Hey,
this portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Yeah, that's a new sponsor. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. And we are here with Michael Spears, actor, and he's been in many things here. And we're going to talk a little bit about his career and also this new movie, The Year of the Dog. Michael, thank you so much for coming on to Native Roots Radio.
Pilama, thanks for having me. Looking forward to talking with you about all of the wonderful things in movies.
Right on. And, you know, we've had quite a few people, and I don't know if you know Bobby Wilson, but Bobby Wilson was a student of mine in Reservation Dogs, and we've had quite a few Reservation Dog actors on the show in the last 2 years, and we're really excited to throw you in that mix as a Reservation Dog alumni. Really, I just want to touch base on that for a second. That show for me has, and I know all over Indian country because I see it on Facebook, people are really plugging in, and I love it because it's for mainstream, but it also has a lot of good things for us natives to like shake our head and go, oh yeah, yes. And so how was that experience? You played pretty heavy duty part in this.
Yeah, that experience is unique for me in that, you know, you walk on set and it's all native created, you know, all the showrunners and actors and crew and cast, everyone's native. And, you know, walking onto a set like that is an experience in itself. You know, I've never had the opportunity to be on a set such as Reservation Dogs yet. And looking forward to next season. I hear we just got picked up again for another season. I want to shout out to Sterling and Bobby and thank all the boys on set. Hopefully everything's going good with everyone. And man, the show's really picked up a lot of momentum and created a lot of visibility for Indian people all across America and the world now.
Yeah, a friend of mine who works for CBS television on 48, he's a producer for 48 Hours, called me late last night, and he's diving deep into the show and just couldn't believe it. And, he was excited, and he was only on season one, but, you know, there's great more to come on that. Just really excited that, I don't know if it seems like since Standing Rock, a lot of good things have happened for us Natives. And, you know, I know we started our show during Standing Rock, and with the protesting of the pipeline, and a lot of good things, from authors to movies, you know, Prey, and to Reservation Dogs, and your upcoming movie, The Year of the Dog.
Oh, I'm very appreciative of the visibility, you know, that we've gained through the political activism stage. You know, we have a lot more stories. You know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I want to give shout outs to all the up and coming artists and filmmakers and musicians and all the other Indigenous people that are, you know, on the come up, because we have so many more stories to tell. So each one of us has a story. Everyone has everyone's got dreams and hopes. And me, as a little boy from growing up on the Lower Brule Reservation to where I am now, you know, I'm back on the reservation now. I'm a student at Sinte Gleshka University, and that's where I'm coming at you live from right now, is Mission, South Dakota.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and, you know, just balancing that and hoping for the best for all the people here. We, as a Native acting community, you know, we're pretty small, actually. You know, everybody knows everybody almost. We all try out for the same parts. I've been fortunate enough to be in the game for, I won't date myself, but quite some time, as when from Otter and Dances with Wolves most recently Sitting Bull, and Runs His Horse in Yellowstone.
Is that what you were shooting now?
Yeah, I just came off a 2-part docudrama for the History Channel. I was fortunate enough to land the lead in the docudrama, a 2-part series being produced by the History Channel, highlighting Sitting Bull's life.
Wow, that's awesome. Let's talk a little bit. I have a little blurb here. You know, The Year of the Dog is about two strays, mad and alcoholic, struggling to maintain sobriety, and a rescue dog with unusual athletic gifts. Spears plays Fred, Matt's big book thumping sponsor. Hey, let's stop right there. People on the radio know that I've been sober for a few years, and I love that term, big book thumper. How did you prepare for the role?
Well, you know, that role, I drew from a lot of personal experience. You know, the preparation, I guess, was being able to be in a space where I felt safe enough to let Fred out and be vulnerable as well, because, you know, he's not a perfect person either. So right. Just personal experience family members, and you know, I know a lot of us as Natives have been touched by alcohol and the ism of it, you know, not only the addiction, but, you know, the things that come along with mental health awareness and illness and all of that.
Well, you know, I always say it's really, you know, whenever I see our lieutenant governor here in Minnesota, I always let her know, it's like, I really appreciate you. I used to be a high school teacher and had an all-Native homeroom. And what I would always tell her is I appreciate you being lieutenant governor, because my kids are able to see someone that looks like them in this role. And I feel the same way about this, that there's many ways to recover, and there's many ways to go down the red road, and to be able to have our people see somebody, you know, representing that portion of our culture, or not so much culture, but a portion of our people. You know, some people do it the red road, some go to AA, but there is recovery out there. And so it's important for us. And I want to say a big peeny geegee to you, Michael, for playing that role.
Piyama. You know, I always tip my hat to those that are brave enough to willing to tell their stories and be honest about it, like Rob, and you're the dog here. He puts himself out there and so it gives a pretty emotional, raw performance. And my character, you know, at the time was going through a lot personally. You know, I just lost my both of my grandmothers and my mother shortly after this production, and some of that's going to come across on screen if you guys get a chance to watch the movie. But definitely want to give shout outs to Rob and the rest of the team on a success. You know, we're just some Montana boys and girls that got together and made a movie.
Well, your role has been convincing enough that the film's producer have recently made a nomination submission on your behalf. So that's huge. That's huge. That doesn't just happen. And I appreciate your humility. And I just kind of just keep saying that how important that is for our people to see people out there in a good way. And you're doing that, Michael. You know, with the, you know, you being a young person starting out in movies and now older, there's two rules always is you don't want to work with young people in film and you don't want to work with animals. So how was it working with the dog?
It was awesome. You know, I got to work with a few animals in some productions, but this was probably the most hands-on I've got to be with a canine. There was two puppies on this show, a stunt puppy and the actor. So it was, you know, Rob got a lot more hands on than I did, but we had some good fun times in pulling and creating that space where we could just have fun and catch something on camera.
Hey, I'm here with Michael Spears, and we're talking about The Year of the Dog and also other movies Michael's in. Michael, do you have time for another quick segment?
I sure do.
That's awesome. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awakened. We'll be right back after this short break. Hey, we're still here. Ogama, how the heck am I doing there? I missed you on that interview.
You know, I ran into technical trouble for this interview, so I wasn't able to join. And, you know, I'm sad I missed it, but I'm glad I'm getting to listen to it all the way through again now. And, you know, it's really amazing, these actors. You know, I think a lot of people think of people who are in Hollywood as maybe like a non-job or kind of like politicians, people who aren't like really real. And I always appreciate seeing these actors in this light.
And you said earlier, or while we were chatting during the interview, because it was pre-recorded, that he went through a lot of loss in that last movie. So you can't help, like he said, but to bring it in. Hey, we got part two coming up here with the interview here with this great interview, I should say. No, I'm just kidding. This subpar interview from me with Michael Spears, a Lakota actor. We'll be right back after this short break. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
3, 2, 1, mark. That was your 1 minute time check, stations.
We'll be right back.
on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side. He'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer. To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig. Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
The Kohl Center as the Wisconsin Badgers return to the home floor to take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. Big game for both teams as both Wisconsin and Penn State check in 3-3 in Big Ten play. Penn State 12-5 overall. Wisconsin 11-5 and trying to snap what is now a three-game losing streak. Penn State coming off an open weekend when last the Nittany Lions were on the floor. They won and looked good doing it 6 days ago. A convincing 85-66 win against Indiana, when the Nittany Lions were raining threes on the Hoosiers, 18 makes in that game. Both Seth Lundy and Andrew Funk going 7 of 12 from the three-point line. That is a big part of what Penn State does on offense, and that's part of the challenge, a major part of the challenge for Wisconsin defensively. Tonight on the 25th birthday of the Kohl Center, it was on this date in 1998 when Dick Bennett's Badgers defeated Northwestern January 17th, 1998, and a lot of thrills in this building. This is game 405 at the Kohl Center for Wisconsin men's basketball. Through the first 404, the Badgers have won 341 times, including a Big Ten record of 172-48, and the Badgers have never lost to Penn State here in this building, a trend they very much want to continue here this evening. Tip time about an hour away. We'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll have Patrick Herb with tonight's Badger Notebook. We'll also listen back to some of the highlights of the first 25 years of the Kohl Center. Speaking of highlights, we always look forward to visiting with Jeff Patricus from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, all a part of the Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage every time you shop and dine. Turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save. Build right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. We're back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Pride.
Left corner three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Hi. I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show. Wisconsin and Penn State here tonight at the Kohl Center, joined as always by Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard here in a bit, but it's, you know, no secret that this team has missed Tyler Wall, and dearly so, and he's going to be back here tonight for Wisconsin. How much remains to be seen, but just having him back alone is an emotional lift, among other things, for this Wisconsin team.
Yeah, if you look at the numbers and, you know, where they were holding teams in terms of scoring, shooting, before he went out and what's happened in the last three games, you knew it was a big difference. But until I crunched the numbers, I mean, 15% increase in three-point shooting, almost 10 points a game. He is so valuable to the team. And that's the bigger question. You know, does he try to do too much too early? Is he out of sync early? Is he going 110 miles an hour when he needs to dial it back? I'll really be curious to see how he is at the start and how much he can give him.
Interesting test on the defensive end against a Penn State team that's small but really experienced and loves to shoot the three. So, you know, the healthy Tyler Wall, that defensive versatility really comes into play. It'll be interesting to see how he fares at that end of the floor here tonight.
Yeah, that's the thing. You've got to run these guys off the three-point line, and that is the one thing Indiana did not do. They gave up so many open threes. It was like watching a shoot-around before the game, and Penn State hit 18 of 31, and if Wisconsin lets them get comfortable from three early, it's going to be a long night.
Connor Asijan played 33 minutes in the game against Indiana, and for a stretch, he was the threat, right? In the 11 rebounds as we continue to see this young guy grow and earn more playing time.
Yeah, and Greg was very, very blunt about how well he played after the game. Obviously, they lost the game, but he said, look, he has continued to impress. I've got to make sure he continues to get every opportunity to be on the court for us. He's getting better all around as a player, and that's been the key, because he was diving on the floor doing the dirty things that some other people need to do.
Well, the Badgers have this game tonight. They're scheduled to play at Northwestern Saturday morning at 11 o'clock, and we'll see what will happen there. Northwestern had to postpone its scheduled game at Iowa tomorrow because of a COVID issue, and so now if you're the Badgers, you're still assuming you're going to play, but you don't really know for sure, I guess.
There's two things at work. When schools announce this, they don't give you any details. And I know they're saying it's medical reasons, but you don't know if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, how early it passed on. I will say this about Wisconsin. If they don't play that game Saturday, that means you might have some scheduling issues down the road. But if they win here today and you get Tyler Wall a little more rest and a little more practice time before you go to Maryland next week, that would not be the worst thing.
Yeah, but you're still jamming a game in there. And if you're Northwestern, you're jamming two games in. So it's all remains to be seen here. You know, hopefully they'll play the game as scheduled, but it would appear to be in a little holding pattern coming up on Saturday for Wisconsin at Northwestern. 25th anniversary of the Kohl Center. Everybody thinks of specific moments. They've won a few Big Ten championships here. Is there any couple that stand out in your mind above the rest, either title games or not, or a game in the middle of the season?
I would say two. Now, I wasn't covering the team for the first few years, but the two that jump out without even having to look anything up, number one, Ohio State coming in here, building a double-digit lead, and then Jordan Taylor just going off and rallying Wisconsin. And then last year, Chucky Hepburn hitting the shot because it capped, it gave that team a share of the regular season title that no one saw coming, at least outside that locker room. No one saw coming at the beginning of the year, and you just don't, those seasons are rare.
Yeah, well, they were picked to finish 10th, right? And then just the joy of the fans after not being allowed in the season before, the student section going crazy. That was fun. So a lot of thrills in the first 25. We'll see what the next 25 have in store. Well, hopefully we'll see you Saturday in Evanston.
I was going to say, if you're saying I'm going to be here for the next 25 years, that's not going to happen.
I'm probably not going to make it to the next 25 either. Breaking news. Thank you, sir. That's okay. Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Stay with us. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Your home is where you should feel the safest, but the air there can be more dangerous, up to 5 times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Finish your bathroom renovations with a new Homeworks bath fan from Menards. This bath fan features a Bluetooth speaker so you can enjoy your favorite music or listen to news, weather, or sports while the energy-efficient fan quietly ventilates your bathroom. Connect your smartphone, tablet, or other Bluetooth-enabled devices and automatically connect when in range. Get a strong, clear signal from up to 30 feet away. Save big money on Homeworks bath fans at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time for tonight's Badger Spotlight. This is the 25th anniversary of the opening of the Kohl Center. Can't give you all the highlights, but we thought we'd spend the next few minutes to give you some of the magical moments in the first 25 years. January 17th, 1998, the building opens.
Good afternoon from the Kohl Center in Madison with Mike Lucas and our engineer Al Skinner. This is Matt LaPay. Welcome to Wisconsin basketball. Moments ago, Senator Herb Kohl speaking to this sellout house of better than 17,000. And just seconds ago, he cut the ceremonial ribbon.
March 5th, 2000, against Indiana.
A pass for Hastings, 6 seconds. Hastings out of the circle, feeds by three ball, right in the circle. Hits an air ball. Hastings tries to save. It's off of Boone. The time has expired. And let's see if they reset the clock.
February 27th, 2002, when the Badgers became a Big Ten champion.
Devin in the backcourt against Queen, behind the back, dribble across the line, 3 seconds, 2-1, and for the first time in 55 years, the Wisconsin Badgers are Big Ten basketball champions.
March 5th, 2003, a nail-biter for the crown against Illinois.
Free throw airborne.
He got it, and it's 60-59, Wisconsin.
Roll
Mahomes to his right, winds up, lets it fly. It's caught by Cook. The shot's too late. It's too late. No good. The Wisconsin Badgers are winners, and they are the undisputed Big Ten champions.
March 3rd, 2007, Cam Taylor shoots the Badgers to victory.
Flowers, front court, left baseline will inbound. Michael looking, floats it out to Landry, hands to Taylor, 10 seconds. Cam outside left, in clock at 8, off a Tucker screen. Taylor for 3, straight on. He got it! Cam Taylor with 3.9 seconds to play. Taylor for 3, Badgers lead by 2.
March 5th, 2008, the Badgers are champions again.
Walker's going to dribble out the clock, and what to many going into the season seemed like mission impossible becomes mission accomplished tonight as the Wisconsin Badgers once again are Big Ten champions. And the students storm the floor, title number 3 under Bo Ryan. Big Ten basketball title number 17 all time for the program.
December 2nd, 2009, Wisconsin defeats the Duke Blue Devils.
A pass out to Nankerville. Now Hughes left side for 3. Off the rim it is. Give 3. And the Badgers have their biggest lead of the game. 65-54. In and out. Rebound Miles Plumlee. Out to Shire. Half court heave. It's off the mark. And the Wisconsin Badgers have knocked off the Duke Blue Devils. And it's bedlam at the Kohl's Center.
February 12th, 2011. Jordan Taylor goes off against Ohio State.
Taylor left sideline to the front court. Snaps off another 3. Booked it! Oh my goodness! Don't wake him up! Taylor's on fire!
February 9th, 2013. Ben Brust with a launch to remember. Rusewitz looking. And looking. Still looking. Inbounds pass to Brust. Across half court. He'll hoist one up.
He hit it! Ben Brust for 3! Let's play 5 more minutes!
November 19th, 2013, Frank Kaminsky sets a record.
Here's the throw to Kaminsky on the right wing with a shot fake. Drives in the lane, up, and that's the record. Left-hand layup, Frank Kaminsky, a single-game school record, 33 points.
March 11th, 2015, another year, another title.
Inbounds pass to Gosser. He'll dribble out the clock. And for the 18th time in program history, and for the 4th time under Bo Ryan, the Wisconsin Badgers are champions of the Big Ten Conference.
January 17th, 2016, a late rally leads to a big win against Michigan State.
With 5 seconds, Valentine, left of the circle, up, no good. Rebound tipped in the air. Costello up, no! Game over! Game over! The Badgers win it! 77-76 and another Badger sport classic!
January 14th, 2020, Brad Davidson at crunch time.
Trice, baseline right looking and looking, throws it to Davidson, right corner 3, got it! Davidson hits a 3, 9.1 to play as the Badgers take a 2-point lead as Brad Davidson goes ice cold flooded.
March 1st, 2022, Chucky Hepburn makes magic.
6 seconds left, Hepburn left side with 3, with 2, Hepburn goes!
Those just some of the moments in the first 25 years of the Kohl's Center. Stay with us. More to come as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time for our Badger Notebook, in keeping with the theme of the 25th anniversary of the Kohl Center. Mike Lucas, you going to join me or no? I guess Patrick's going to make it. All right. We had plan B ready, plan A sprinting over, and we'll talk about it during the course of the game. As Patrick Herb will now join us. So we'll shift away from the theme of the 25th anniversary of the Kohl Center. And we got some current events here too, Patrick, as we let you settled in. Is the players design uniforms here tonight. We'll let you paint the picture. Suffice to say, it's a little different look.
You have to do a double take, don't you?
You do, a little bit.
It doesn't look like Wisconsin, and in some ways that's kind of fun, and maybe that's a good thing, and the players certainly love it. So this today they're debuting what's called By the Players uniform, and that's a partnership that Wisconsin has with Under Armour, where the athletes get to design one alternate uniform each year. This is the third incarnation of it. You'll remember the cream uniforms with the cursive badgers on them a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Last year they had the kind of checkerboard theme that they were so successful in that they kept bringing it back, and they wore it the night they beat Purdue to clinch the Big Ten championship. Well, this year's model is a black uniform, and this is the first time that Wisconsin will wear a black uniform for men's basketball. And even the accents don't look like Wisconsin. They're gold in this case, that it's got pinstripes, and there's a lot of symbolism to why they're wearing these. So the way the process works is Under Armour sends a design team that meets with several players, and they have to do it well in advance. So these uniforms were actually designed in the summer of 2021.
Okay.
So you're almost 2 years ago. And so Tyler Wall was one of the designers. Johnny Davis was another one. We weren't expecting Johnny Davis to be in the NBA at this point of his career, but we're happy that he is. So those are kind of the two that put the design into play, and they really wanted to wear these black uniforms, and they wanted to do it for the reason of in representation of diversity and inclusion. So the back of the warm-ups say Unity on them, and the little gold pinstripes that run vertically down the uniforms have the words Unity, Equality, and Wisconsin Forward. And so there's meaning behind those, and there's depth to why they're wearing these. And UW administration has been a little bit reluctant, I will say, to wear black uniforms. It's something that not many of the teams have been able to wear, but given the spirit of what these represent and what they mean, this was given the green light. These were supposed to debut on December 23rd against Grambling and HBCU, and there was a partnership built in there. That game was obviously canceled, so we wanted to find a replacement game to bring them back, and so they're doing it today in recognition of Wisconsin's MLK Week of Service. So yesterday was the federal holiday for Martin Luther King Day, and that day is symbolically supposed to be a day of service where people give back to their community, and Wisconsin's kind of taken it a step further for the last 2 years of building out a week-long of programming to engage the community, and so these uniforms fit right in with that theme of that unity and community building.
No, I think they're sharp, and you mentioned it's a double take. You mentioned for especially for longtime Badger fans, but I think it's a good look. I know the players like it, and I know a lot of other athletes on this campus are pretty intrigued by it.
Yeah, it's caught the attention of them and recruits like it. like it. And that, yes. that shouldn't be lost on this either.
No doubt.
If you can't see them today or can't get to a TV today, they're going to wear them in February again during Black History Month and bring them back for a couple home games and a couple road games during that month.
All right, basketball matter here. Tyler Wall, his return here tonight. And it's just, it's striking. I mean, even casual fans know how valuable Tyler is to this team. You took a little deeper dive, though, into this team splits with and without him.
Yeah, so the sample size is a little small, right? Wall missed three games, so that's not a huge sample size, but some of the statistics are glaring. And I broke them up between some offensive ones and some defensive ones. The record, 11-2 versus 0-3, that's pretty telling. But Wisconsin's points per game fall from 60.5 to 59.5, so you drop by 9. On the defensive end, they're allowing 9 points more per game without him on the floor. A couple of the other ones that stand out, the three-point shooting falls from 38 to 29. Now, Tyler Wall may not be a great three-point shooter that he's contributing to that, but I think he has an impact on how everything else opens up.
He loosens it up, absolutely.
Totally.
Yep.
They're shooting far fewer free throws. They're getting to the line 5 fewer times. The free throw percentage has dropped dramatically, and this one is maybe one of the most telling, the rebound margin. Wisconsin, never a great rebounding team this season, but they had a -2 rebounding margin those first 13 games. It's been -9 each of the last 3 games, and that doesn't even include the second half against Minnesota, during which Wall didn't really play either.
Yeah.
And they got beat up on the glass pretty good in that game, too.
Yeah, especially offensive glass, where the Badgers are good at getting the defensive rebound, less so without him playing three-quarters of that game.
Absolutely. So let's check into the next notebook, and we'll see if the trends go back to what they should be with Tyler back on the court.
Yes, let us hope all is right. We'll see together. We'll find out together how long Tyler, how many minutes he can play, but getting him back is a big, big boost. And that is Patrick Herb. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the bests of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
Courtside of the Kohl Center as the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. Both teams 3-3 in Big Ten play, so for all the obvious reasons, an important matchup